Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.
Being a Thursday morning, time on 4HI once again for Q&A. Good morning, Steve. Good
morning, Michael.
Now, our Q&A last week, mate, about building off-farm assets with a residential investment portfolio has stirred up some questions.
What are they, Mick?
Well, firstly, what areas do you find have the lowest risk and best capital gain potential?
I've ascertained that the optimum area in all of Australia is Brisbane's northern corridor between the Pine River and the Caboolture River.
Any specific estates there, Steve?
Yes, Mick. North Lakes, Stone Ridge and North Harbour. We've been investing in North Lakes for about the last 15 years, but we're doing far less there now and doing more at North Harbour.
Oh, why is that, mate?
Well, North Lakes has been a huge success, but it's now almost completed. Demand now exceeds supply and land's about 70,000 more per lot than either Stone Ridge or North Harbour, but we're getting the same rental return.
Now, Steve, can you give some actual examples for an investment property, say at North Harbour, for someone in the 80 to 180k tax bracket?
Okay, Mick. We'll take a five-bedroom executive home for $522,000, renting for $480 a week, and we'll do a variety of scenarios.
Okay, Steve. Can you give me an example of someone using equity borrowing 100%, paying it off principal and interest over 30 years then?
Okay, well, we'll assume for all examples that the client's in the 80 to 180 tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
The purchase price is $522,000, rent's $480 a week. Okay. Now, for this case, this is borrowing 100%. The only outlay would be a deposit of $5,000 and everything else, including legal, stamp duty, all that is borrowed. Now, based on very conservative figures and allowing for 4 weeks vacancy per annum, and that's never happened, and let's allow another $700 a year for broken toilet seats, etc., the weekly contribution would be rent $480, tax refund $166, and the investor only $180 a week.
Oh, wow. Only outlay $5,000 deposit, borrow everything else, and only contribute $180 a week to pay off a $500,000 house.
That's right, Mick. And using the same parameters for a 10% deposit and paying it off principal and interest, we would have per week rent $480, tax refund $143, and the investor only $117 a week.
Righto, mate. I've got to tax your brain a little. How about 20% deposit?
Okay. Same deal. Rent $480, tax refund $124, investor only $72 a week.
Oh, that's pretty good. That is pretty good. Steve, last week you mentioned a client who borrowed 3.99% interest, only locked in for 3 years. Now, is that rate still available?
Yes and no, Mick. We can still do 3.99, but at the moment it's only available for 1 year. But we can do 4.29 locked in for 3 years or 4.79 locked in for 5 years. Mick, it changes all the time, mate.
Yeah, I understand that. But, okay, I'm going to rack your brain again here. Can you do an example of 4.29% interest only locked in for 3 years borrowing 100%?
Right, interest only locked in 3 years borrowing 100%. That's borrowing the whole lot.
Yep.
So, in other words, our client's not outlaying anything.
Exactly.
Righto. Rent $480 a week. Tax refund $153 a week, and would you believe, not only does it cost the investor nothing, he'd make $9 a week surplus.
Hang on, Steve. Are you saying with borrowing 100%, paying only 4.9% per annum locked in for 3 years, your client's net contribution would be nothing?
That's right, Mick. We'll go through it again, mate. You're borrowing 100%.
Yeah.
You're buying this house for $522,000. You're borrowing 100%. You're doing it interest only at 4.92% locked in for 3 years. And yes, paying nothing. But remember, mate, he's relying on capital gain as he's paying nothing off the principal.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm with you there now. Steve, we're talking about North Harbour. So can you tell me what are the main advantages of North Harbour?
Well, Mick, this is a development. It'll be ongoing for the next 20, 25 years. And it consists of a traditional residential area, a business park and a large marina with access to Moreton Bay via the Caboolture River. And because it's got all the river flats, it's got over 1,000 acres of parkland. And that's something you just never see these days.
Now, didn't you mention to me, I believe you did, that they have a strict ratio of investors to owner-occupiers?
Yes, Megan, this is very important. And very few estates have the discipline to do it. But here they've got a maximum of 30% of the blocks only are released to investors. And if and when any of my clients do decide to sell their property, you'll find they'll be snapped up by owner-occupiers.
Fantastic, mate. Well, another great Q&A, another big message from the guru. I'll give you office number, 4987 7567, and let's put you to the top of the Google charts, just Steve Taylor, and go to the Contact Us page.
Good on you, Mick. Thanks, mate.
Any questions, send them to me at 4HI, just mick@4hi.com.au.